Good morning, everybody. Jay Roberts here with a New Year's Day 2013 little boo. And I'm just in the car and I'm driving back to pick up the children. I'm listening to, as you just heard, a bit of the Black Eyed Peas. Love a bit of Black Eyed Peas. You can't whack it. That's what I always say. And I'm thinking like a message for the new year, something that I think about. And, you know, I think in this home business industry, we all want to get that residual income. We want to be wealthy. And I think that we want to hold ourselves accountable. And I think it's our responsibility to get wealthy in many respects. And I want to explain that further, because take a look around you at your family. It could be your children. It might be your parents. It might be relatives, cousins. It could be anybody of whom you could affect if you had an abundant amount of money and freedom of time. What you could do for the people around you is the first port of call. And then over Christmas, I watched a report that was about homeless children, that something like 75,000 children were without homes and going to be waking up in halfway house accommodation on Christmas morning. And I'm sitting there with my family and we're enjoying presents and food and things like many of us do. And there's 75,000 UK children that aren't getting to experience the pleasure of family, the pleasure of a lovely Christmas, of love and just eating and drinking and warmth and comfort, all the things that many of us take for granted. And I think, like, I'm not saying that we should dismiss anything outside of our country, far from it, but how can we in a Western world have 75,000 of our children in Britain like virtually homeless, unable to enjoy like some basic things out of life? I just find that absolutely out crazy. And so, like, I think, well, what I want to do something about that. I want to be a part of that solution. And yes, I can give certain amount of time. Of course, I can go and volunteer, but there's only so much you can do as one person, as a volunteer. But what if you were wealthy on top of that, that you could give time and you could give finances in order to afford more help or be able to buy gifts for these children at Christmas so they could enjoy some of the happiness and joy that we all enjoy? That's our responsibility to me. And so my advice for the new year is look around at who you could benefit. Look around your family, your loved ones. Look beyond that at something that just captures your attention, captures your heart. Like for me, that those children at Christmas just broke my heart, to be honest. And I'm like, I want to do more about that. So learn the skills, be disciplined with your 45 minutes a day of focused attention, learning new avenues, new ways to build your business. Get good at this game, however you want to play it. Know yourself well. Learn every facet about who you are to become the best that you can be. Because when you're wealthy and you have freedom of time, you can affect and help more people than you can possibly imagine. It's our responsibility to get wealthy. That's why we're here. And the good thing about our generation of entrepreneurs is we're about giving back. So, you know, beyond anything else, you know, yes, I want to pay my bills. Yes, I want to be wealthy. I want this for me. I want that for me. I want that flashy car because that guy in that stupid video was driving a bloody Ferrari. Who gives a shit, to be honest? I couldn't care less, you know? And that's up to you. If you care about that sort of stuff, go get it. That's cool. To me, it's beyond that. So find where your heart really lies. Find something that's got some real deep meaning. Face your fears. Find out who you need to help you, what you need to learn. Take the responsibility to become wealthy so we can all make a massive impact onto things that we could otherwise get nowhere near. So for me, Jay Roberts, the MLM Edge, 2012 was educational, amazing, incredible in many, many ways. 2013 shaping up to be even better. And I truly wish for every one of you that hear this message, I wish for you the best year possible, where you improve yourself further, affect more people, help more people. But remember, it all starts with helping yourself first. So have a great 2013, a very happy new year to you, and I will look forward to speaking to you all soon.